a few of them are going to be in this quiz.
Yes.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Thursday, quiz day. James, sorry to disappoint you by not dressing up for the occasion.
I mean, you right stitched me up last night, didn't you, on Black Box. Bloody hell.
Although it's Black Box, I'm going to go black tie. So turned up super smart. If you haven't watched our appearance on Black Box yesterday, you might want to. It was fun. It was long. We did well over 2.5 hours with Az.
Apparently the longest Black Box in history.
So
I don't know why anybody's surprised. I don't do one-word answers.
No, but it was really good. Time actually really flew. I mean, if you think about
it was great.
Nearly 3 hours to be chatting shit about FPL and for it to fly by was awesome. And eye-opening as well in terms of I was pretty open and honest about not using stats and learned a few things that might help as well. Today's breaking news is about Roman Abramovich, as you would call him in Russia. It's all kicking off, James. It's all kicking off.
Yeah, what we're going to do, guys, is we're obviously doing the main podcast tomorrow for everybody. We are going to kind of integrate a little bit of a further Abramovich/Chelsea chat into that podcast tomorrow, so we can have a proper look at the facts and what it potentially means and how long this might last, if it's something that could end quite quickly. But as it stands right now, that news story this morning is jaw-dropping. They are fucked right now. Now, it might be that in 2 months or so that the war ends and the club can be sold. I think there's also a suggestion that perhaps the government might take control of the football club and then therefore they'll be able to sell the club and therefore the assets won't be frozen. But as it stands right now, Chelsea Football Club can't spend money.
Yep, exactly that. They can't receive money either.
Well, they can't receive money. Yeah. So probably more to point. Actually, they are still paying staff and players and they've got £20,000 for expenditures for an away game. I just said to Suj, what happens if they get Real Madrid away in the Champions League quarter final? He's like,
economy, mate. Ryanair.
Suffering it with the rest of us.
Easy, Jeff.
My God. I mean, you'd have to restrict yourselves to taking like a group of 20 or something like that. Not many extras.
Abramovich can't take any money out of the club. He can't benefit from any of the proceeds. They can't sell shirts and shit like that. The shop's closed. Unless, like, say, Sports Direct already bought loads of Chelsea shirts, they're allowed to still sell those Chelsea shirts, but the club themselves can't do any of that kind of stuff. They are allowed to sell food on match day, mind, and stuff like that. So it's not completely nothing, but it's not good. It's just, there's nothing good about it at all.
What they're going to do, start a campaign for all the Chelsea fans at the weekend to, like, have a beer and a pint before the game so the club's still making some money.
Listen.
It's incredible.
Abramovich got enough money.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I don't think anybody's overly concerned about Abramovich. And look, in the scheme of things, we're talking about a football club who's under severe pressure at the same time that there's something far more important going on in Ukraine and Russia at the moment, right, in terms of the grand scheme of things. But from a sporting perspective, this is a huge story. We're talking about one of the richest football clubs in the world, one of the biggest spending football clubs of the last two decades, have basically been frozen.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do anything.
And
they can't even get their money back from Lukaku.
Yeah.
They can't do anything.
And talking about a big spending club, today's quiz is about their spending, unless you change it.
Good. No. Good. I mean, it's on topic, isn't it? I mean, I didn't quite think that it was going to land as appropriate as this. But yes, the theme of today's quiz is another higher or lower quiz. It's 50 questions. But the theme of this quiz is Roman Abramovich signings for Chelsea. Not necessarily made by him, but obviously signings made by Chelsea since Roman Abramovich took charge of Chelsea Football Club in 2003. Quite simply, as per the other ones have worked, I will start you off with a player. I will tell you how much Chelsea played for that player. I will then give you another player and you have to tell me if that player was more or less expensive, essentially, higher or lower. I will give you the question number, I will give you the player name, and I will give you the year that they signed. that's quite important, because it might help you in terms of transfer fees, obviously, go up over time. Generally, that's not always the case here, as you'll see. But there are a few players who've signed for Chelsea on multiple occasions. Lukaku, David Luiz, for example.
Didier Drogba.
So, Didier Drogba, correct, yeah. So I will name the year of the signing as well. You just have to tell me if it's higher or lower in terms of transfer expense compared to the previous question. All these figures are taken from Transfermarkt. I am not saying that they are 100% accurate, but at least there is consistency across the board in terms of all of the transfer fees are listed. I don't suppose that they are all 100% accurate, but they're probably going to be pretty close.
I've been doing research, James, this morning.
Have you?
Revising.
You've been on Transfermarkt as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I looked at all of them, and I'll be honest to God, there were numerous transfers that I was like, how much? And also, there were numerous transfers that were, how much and who is he? Because there's players that they have bought in excess of 20 and 30 million pounds that I, honest to God, have not even ever heard of.
No, and I've tried to do this so that hopefully all 50 players on here are players that you will have heard of, or at least the majority of the players. I haven't put anyone in here that they've bought for like £500,000 from a non-league team and you've never heard of them. Each one of these signings is at £10 million or more.
Okay, so that will make it a little bit easier. But honestly, yeah, some of these players, and then you kind of, I looked at a few YouTube videos that mentioned players, like the worst five transfers of Abramovich's era and shit like that. And then all these players are out on loan at this club and that club and this club and that club. And you're like, what? Mad.
A few of them are going to be in this quiz.
Yes, no doubt about it. Let's have a look. Let's
give you the starting point.
Yes.
The starting point is Marcus Alonso cost Chelsea £20.7 million in 2016. Question one. Nicolas Anelka in 2007. Did he cost more or less? Higher or lower? Did Nicolas Anelka signing for Chelsea in 2007 cost Chelsea more or less than £20.7 million?
Is it 20 questions, James?
It's 50.
50? Oh, wow. Yeah. Fuck me, they bought a lot of players. All right. I only put one to 20.
There's a lot I left out, by the way.
All right. Let's keep going then.
Question two.
Yeah.
Kepa Arrizabalaga signed in 2021. Higher or lower than Anelka? Question two. Kepa Arrizabalaga signed in 2021. Higher or lower than Anelka?
If you know the answer is number two, you know the answer is number three.
Not if I say it's Romelu Lukaku. Question three. I'm going to make sure everyone got one. Question three. Would I suppose by default it will be two. Question three. Timo Bakayoko signed in 2017. Higher or lower than Arrizabalaga? Question three. Timo Bakayoko, 2017. Higher or lower than Kepa? Question four. Ross Barkley signed in the same summer, 2017. Higher or lower than Bakayoko? Question four. Ross Barkley signed in 2017. More or less expensive than Bakayoko? Question five. Signed in 2016, Mishi Batshuayi. Higher or lower than Ross Barkley? Question five. Mishi Batshuayi. Higher or lower than Barkley?
Mishi Batshuayi.
Mishi the Batman. I'm the Batman. Question six. Ricardo Carvalho signed in 2004. Higher or lower than Batshuayi? Question six. Ricardo Carvalho signed in 2004. Higher or lower than Batshuayi? Question seven. Signed in the same summer in 2004. Petr Cech. Oof. Higher or lower than Carvalho? Petr Cech, higher or lower than Carvalho? Question eight. Signed in 2020, Ben Chilwell. higher or lower than Petr Cech? Ben Chilwell, higher or lower than Petr Cech? Question 9, signed in 2014, Diego Costa, higher or lower than Ben Chilwell? Question 9, Diego Costa, higher or lower than Ben Chilwell? Question 10, signed in 2003, Hernan Crespo, higher or lower than Diego Costa? Question 10, Hernan Crespo, higher or lower than Diego Costa?
This is not question... too bad, mate. I think I'm going to do all right here.
Yeah, well, you should do, yeah. Mm, question 11. Colombian winger signed in 2014, Juan Cuadrado. Higher or lower than Hernan Crespo? Question 11, Juan Cuadrado. Higher or lower than Hernan Crespo? Question 12, one of Chelsea's greatest ever signings in 2017, Danny Drinkwater. Higher or lower than Cuadrado? Question 12, Drinkwater. Higher or lower than Cuadrado? Question 13, signed in 2004, arguably to many their greatest ever player, Didier Drogba. Higher or lower than Danny Drinkwater? Question 13, Didier Drogba, higher or lower than Danny Drinkwater? Question 14, signed in 2003, Damien Duff. Higher or lower than Drogba? 14, Duff, higher or lower than Drogba? Question 15, signed in 2005, Michael Essien. Higher or lower than Duff? Question 15, Essien, higher or lower than Duff? Question 16, signed from Barcelona in 2014, Cesc Fabregas. Oof. Higher or lower than Essien? Question 16, Fabregas, higher or lower than Essien? Question 17, signed in 2004. I think I want to say maybe Mourinho's first signing. Paulo Ferreira. Paulo Ferreira, higher or lower than Cesc Fabregas? Question 18, signed in 2017, Olivier Giroud. Actually, I think that's 2018, because I think it was a January signing. 2018, Olivier Giroud, higher or lower than Paulo Ferreira? Question 19, signed in 2007, Branislav Ivanovic. Oof. Higher or lower than Olivier Giroud?
I'd have him for a bit of FPL right now, mate.
Ivanovic, yeah.
What a beast he was. He was, yeah. He was. But FPL anyway, yeah.
I'm not mean to give the game away, but he's probably one of their best ever value signings, I would have thought. Question 20, signed in 2018, Jorginho, higher or lower than Ivanovic? Question 20, Jorginho, higher or lower than Ivanovic? Question 21, signed in 2020, Kai Havertz, higher or lower than Jorginho? 21, Havertz, higher or lower than Jorginho? Question 22, the brilliant Eden Hazard was signed in 2012, higher or lower than Havertz? Question 22, Eden Hazard, higher or lower than Havertz? Question 23, signed in 2016, N'Golo Kante, higher or lower than Hazard? 23, Kante, higher or lower than Hazard? Question 24, Mateo Kovacic, signed 2019, higher or lower than Kante? 24, Kovacic, higher or lower than Kante? Question 25, signed in, importantly, 2010, David Luiz, higher or lower than Kovacic? Question 25.
Bob.
David Luiz, Sideshow Bob, signed originally in 2010. And question 26, signed originally in 2011, Romelu Lukaku. Higher or lower than David Luiz? That's the 2011 signing of Lukaku. Higher or lower than the 2010 signing of Luiz? Question 27. Claude Makélélé, signed in 2003. Higher or lower than Lukaku 2011? Question 27. Makélélé, higher or lower than Lukaku? Question 28. Signed in 2007. Florent Malouda. Higher or lower than Makélélé? 28. Malouda, higher or lower than Makélélé? Question 29, signed in 2011, Juan Mata, higher or lower than Malouda? Question 29, Mata, 2011, higher or lower than Malouda? Question 30, another one that was signed a couple of times, signed in 2013, Nemanja Matic. Question 30, signed in 2013, Nemanja Matic, higher or lower than Juan Mata? Question 31, 2020 signing, Edouard Mendy, higher or lower than Matic? Edouard Mendy, higher or lower than Matic for 31. Question 32. John Obi Mikel, signed in 2006, higher or lower than Mendy? John Obi Mikel, higher or lower than Mendy? Question 33. Adrian Mutu, signed in 2003, higher or lower than Mikel? Question 33. Mutu, higher or lower than Mikel?
I'm pretty sure Mutu was high. Boom, boom, joke. Hi.
Yeah. And afterwards, he had a few lows. Question 34. Signed in 2012, Oscar.
Ooh.
Question 34. Oscar, higher or lower than Mutu? Question 35. Italian fullback, signed in 2017, Emerson Palmieri, higher or lower than Oscar? 35, Emerson, higher or lower than Oscar? It's definitely something about Emerson fullbacks that is problematic. Question 36, signed in 2004, Super Scott Parker, higher or lower than Emerson? Question 36, Scott Parker, higher or lower than Emerson Palmieri? Question 37. Pedro, signed in 2015. Higher or lower than Parker? Question 37. Pedro, higher or lower than Parker? Question 38. Signed in 2019. The American Christian Pulisic. Higher or lower than Pedro? Question 38. Christian Pulisic, higher or lower than Pedro? Question 39, signed in 2010, another Brazilian one-namer, Ramirez, higher or lower than Pulisic? Question 39, Ramirez, higher or lower than Pulisic? Question 40, signed in 2004, Arjen Robben, higher or lower than Ramirez? Question 41, signed in 2017 and leaving Chelsea on a free transfer, it looks like, in the summer, Antonio Rudiger, higher or lower than Robben? Question 41, Rudiger, higher or lower than Robben? Question 42, one of Chelsea's many forgotten signings, the Egyptian king, Mohamed Salah, signed in 2003, higher or lower than Antonio Rudiger? Is that right? That can't be right. 2003. I'm going to check that. Sorry.
Three? 2013.
It's got to be 2013.
Yeah, because he had
a typo
four,
there.
Four or 5 years in Italy, didn't he?
2013.
Yeah,
that's right. Basel knocked us out the Europa League the year before. 2013, Mohamed Salah, higher or lower than Antonio Rudiger? Question 43, signed in 2006. Andrei Shevchenko, higher or lower than Mo Salah? Question 44, signed in 2013. Andrei Schürrle, higher or lower than Shevchenko? Question 44, Schürrle, higher or lower than Shevchenko? Question 25.
45. Signed.
What did I say?
25.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I worry about me. Question 45. Signed January 2011. Fernando Torres, higher or lower than Andre Schürrle? Question 45. Torres, higher or lower than Schürrle? Question 46. Signed in 2020. Timo Werner, higher or lower than Torres? 46. Werner, higher or lower than Torres? I think that might be my favourite one.
Yeah.
Question 47.
Type that one.
Signed in 2013. Another William with one name. Another William with one name. Look at me. I need a coffee.
Another Brazilian with one name.
Another William with one name. It's Brazilian. Question 47. William, signed in 2013 from Angie Makachakachakalakalakalakalakalaka. William, higher or lower than Werner? Question 48. Signed in 2005. Sean Wright Phillips, higher or lower than William? Question 49, signed in 2017. Another Italian fullback, David Zappacosta, higher or lower than Sean Wright Phillips? 49, Zappacosta, higher or lower than Sean Wright Phillips? And finally, question 50, signed in 2020, Hakim Ziyech, higher or lower than Zappacosta? And if anybody's just gone, oh my God, I think James did them in alphabetical order. You're right, I did. I shall. You got any blanks, Suj?
No, because it's a multiple choice, higher or lower, mate. So
I will repeat the questions. I'm not going to go higher or lower for all of them again. But okay, so Marcus Alonso cost $20.7 million in 2016. Question one, Nicholas Anelka, 2007. Two, Kepa Arrizabalaga, 2021. Three, Timo Bakayoko, 2017. Four, Ross Barkley, 17. Five, Michy Batshuayi, 2016. Six, Ricardo Carvalho, 2004. Seven, Petr Cech, 2004. Eight, Ben Chilwell, 2020. Nine, Diego Costa, 2014. 10, Hernan Crespo, 2003. 11, Juan Cuadrado, 2014. 12, Danny Drinkwater, 2017. 13, Didier Drogba, 2004. 14, Damien Duff, 2003. 15, Michael Essien, 2005. 16, Cesc Fabregas, 2014. Question 17, Paulo Ferreira, 2004. 18, Olivier Giroud, 2017. 19, Branislav Ivanovic, 2007. 20, Jorginho, 2018. 21, Kai Havertz, 2020. Question 22, Eden Hazard, 2012. 23, N'Golo Kante, 2016. Question 24, Mateo Kovacic in 2019. Question 25, David Luiz in 2010. 26 is Lukaku in 2011. 27, Makélélé in 2003. 28, Malouda in 07. 29, Mata in 2011. 30, Matic in 2013. 31, Mendy in 2020. 32, Mikel in 2006. 33, Mutu in 03. 34, Oscar in 12. 35, Emerson in 17. 36, Scott Parker in 2004. 37, Pedro in 15. 38, Pulisic 2019. 39, Ramirez 2010. 40, Aaron Robin 2004. 41, Rudiger 2017. 42, Mo Salah 2013. 43, Andrei Shevchenko 2006. 44, Andre Schürrle, 2013. 45, Fernando Torres, 2010. 46, Timo Werner, 2020. 47, Willian, in 2013. 48, Wright Phillips, 05. 49, Zappa Costa, in 2017. And question 50, Hakim Ziyech, in 2020.
Cool.
Do you think you got more than half?
Yeah.
I think you should do, really.
Somewhere between 30 and 40. High 30s, I'd be happy with.
Okay, question one. Did Nicolas Anelka cost more than 20.7 million for Chelsea?
I've got less.
Correct answer is 16.2 million pounds for Nicolas Anelka. Correct answer is lower. Question two. Shall we just say it's higher?
Yes.
Yeah. Higher, Kepa Arrizabalaga still cost an eye-watering 72 million pounds.
Madness.
If you actually look, there's a tab on Transfermarkt where you can actually see what their valuation of the player was at the time of the signing. They valued Kepa around about 18 million pounds.
That's some depreciation, James.
They just panicked and paid a release clause, didn't they? Question three, Bakayoko,
less.
Higher or lower than Kepa? Yes, less. Got to be lower.
But
36 million pounds.
Still 36 is the thing with Bakayoko.
Yeah. Question four, Ross Barkley, higher or lower than Bakayoko?
I've gone lower. I don't think there's much in it, this one. Ross was
significant because he only had a year left on his Everton contract. It's 15.12 million pounds for Ross Barkley. Question five, Batshuayi, higher or lower?
Oh, he's high. 30s.
Yeah, 30. You have been studying, haven't you? 35.
Yeah, I mean, with Batshuayi, I'm like, you pay 30 million for a striker to loan him out every season, like to Palace. What's the point of this?
It's true.
It's crazy.
35.1 million pounds Batshuayi cost Chelsea in 16. Question six, Carvalho, higher or lower?
I've gone lower, and my logic here is that he was Portuguese. Also dates, like whenever there's a significant...
Are Portuguese cheaper?
Yeah, generally the Portuguese like league is not as rich as the Spanish or German leagues. So transfer
fees are
generally lower.
They just won the Champions League though, wouldn't they? With Porto, so...
Oh, okay, fair play. But I thought he was lower. He was quite old when he came to Chelsea as well, wasn't he?
He was an extremely good player, by the way. Probably Terry's best partner, arguably. How old was he? Do you know what? I don't know the answer.
Late 20s, I feel like.
Maybe. Mm. You are correct, though. It is lower. £27 million Carvalho cost.
Okay.
Petr Cech, same summer, higher or lower?
I've gone lower just because back in the day, goalkeepers never used to go for big money. It was only really late, like more recently, that they've been going for 50s and crazy numbers like that. But goalkeepers used to always be cheap as chips. So I'm going to go.
I guess really this is probably Chelsea's best ever value signing. 11.7 million.
Yeah, cheap.
Was all Chelsea paid for Petr Cech. Excuse me. Ben Chilwell, higher or lower?
50 something, wouldn't he? So higher. 50
odd. Much higher. 45 million.
Oh, it's 45 million. I thought it was 50. Yeah. But yeah.
Question nine, Costa, higher or lower than Chilwell?
This I've gone with time. I've gone lower. Just because at the time they bought him, transfer fees were lower. I've gone lower.
You are correct to do so, sir. £34.2 million was the fee for Diego Costa. Question 10, Hernan Crespo, 2003, higher or lower?
Again, just because it's so much earlier, I've gone lower. It wouldn't surprise me if he's like 20 or 25 million, but it was 2003.
Is this how you're playing this game, is it?
I'm thinking about it, yeah. That's why if in doubt, I've gone with how significant is the years. And if it's significant enough, then players that were from 2003, 4, 5, 6 are cheaper.
Correct answer is lower.
Nice.
£23.4 million Hernan Crespo cost Chelsea. Question 11. Did they pay more for Juan Cuadrado?
I've gone higher, because I thought Crespo would be 20 and Cuadrado was newer. But Cuadrado could just as easily be a cheap signing, cheap shit, 10, 12 million.
He cost 27.9 million pounds, Juan Cuadrado. So he is higher.
He didn't really tear it up at all, did he?
No. He wasn't a player that Chelsea particularly needed at the time, but he was well sought after.
Come on, I'm on a roll here. 11, James.
I know.
Number 12.
So question 12. Danny Drinkwater.
Lower.
Chelsea paid Leicester City for Danny Drinkwater £34.11 million. Pounds.
Say that again. £34 million.
Yeah.
It was the same summer as Kante, wasn't it?
Was it the same summer?
Did they not move the same summer after the league win?
I'm trying to think. When did Leicester win the title? 16. So Chelsea won it. No. So Kante was the year before.
Oh, okay, fine.
Which I literally could have just looked through the quiz and given me the answer. Anyway, question 13: Didier Drogba.
Higher, the answer was higher, right?
Answer is higher. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, you are not getting 100%.
No.
Question 13. Didier Drogba, 2004, higher or lower?
I've gone lower, looking at time again. I thought they got Drogba for a good price.
This is the closest one of all of them. Chelsea bought Didier Drogba for a reported £34.65 million, meaning that he cost them roughly £540,000 more than Drinkwater.
Oh, my God. All right.
Question 14. Damien Duff, 2003.
Lower.
Yes, he was. £22.05 million. Michael Essien, 2005, question 15.
I've got higher.
Yeah, £34.2 million, Michael Essien. Correct answer is higher. Fabregas, 2014, question 16.
Lower, on the grounds of Barcelona were happy to get rid. So I didn't think, they weren't buying prime Cesc Fabregas. So I've gone lower.
It is lower, 29.7 million.
29, eh?
Yeah, 29.7 million.
More than I thought they would have paid for him.
Okay. Question 17, Paulo Ferreira, 2004.
I've gone lower. Cheap
it
shit.
It is 18 million pounds. Mm. Question 18, Olivier Giroud, 2017 or 2018.
I've gone higher. This is based on time again, because Giroud they didn't pay a lot to Arsenal for. Arsenal should have kept him for the price they got, but I think it was like 25 or something, wasn't it?
15.23. Correct answer is lower.
Wow, that's a cheap price for Giroud.
Question 19, Branislav Ivanovic.
Lower. He was cheap.
Yeah, 10.8 million. Question 20, Jorginho.
Higher.
Yeah, massively. 51.3 million. 21, Kai Havertz.
Oh, 70s, mate.
Yeah, £72 million. Higher, obviously. Question 22, Eden Hazard.
Lower.
Yeah, 31.5 million. Question 23, N'Golo Kante.
I've got lower.
This is another very, very close one. It's higher.
Oh.
32.22 million pounds. Still less than Drinkwater, mind. Question 24. Mateo Kovacic.
Higher.
Yes, it is higher. 40.5 million pounds. Question 25. 2010, David Luiz sign him.
I've got that higher for some reason.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I think you're questioning that in your mind already,
no,
aren't you?
I'm thinking, yeah, that long ago. But
it's significantly lower by 18 million, in fact.
Oh, wow.
22.5 million Chelsea paid for David Luiz in 2010. How much did it pay for Lukaku 2011, more or less?
Less. It was like 13, 14 million, I remember.
Very,
seeing that.
Very good, Serge. 13.5 million, correct answer
cheap.
Is lower.
I did see that. I think, wow, they got him for a song then.
Question 27, the man who's often been compared to myself, Claude Makélélé.
Higher.
Yes, £18 million. Higher is correct. 28, Florent Malouda.
Lower.
It is lower by £900,000. 17.1 million for Malouda. 29, Juan Mata.
Higher.
Yep, 24 million.
They sell him for a loss to United.
No, no. Sold him for about 37, I think.
Oh, wow. Decent. Okay.
Question 13, Nemanja Matic, 2013.
I've gone lower. Matic, I worked with the assumption they bought him from Eastern Europe as an unknown player. And there's no logic to this.
So they did originally. Then they sold him to Benfica. And then they bought him back. The exact same path of what happened with David Luiz.
Oh, okay.
22.5 million they played for Matic. That is lower.
Oh, wow. Okay, I got it right. 24 million
paid for Mata. Question 31, Edouard Mendy.
Mendy was expensive, so higher. Did they pay 40, 45?
Correct answer is lower.
Oh, wow.
They paid £21.6 million for Edouard Mendy. Yes, only a few years after paying £72 million for Kepa.
£21 million? Well,
yeah, at least they... I mean, that's an amazing signing, really, isn't it? At least they remedied the problem. Question 32, John Obi Mikel.
I've got lower.
It is still lower, yeah. £18 million.
It's ages ago, that.
Yeah. Yeah. Question 33, Adrian Mutu.
Mutu I've got down as higher.
It's lower, 17.1.
Okay.
Question 34, Oscar in 2012.
I've got a higher.
Yep, £28.8 million. It's higher. 35, Emerson Palmieri, 2017.
Lower?
Yep, £18 million. Pounds. Question 36, Scott Parker.
Ooh. I've gone lower on time again. But we're at the low ends of the budget. Lower, shit. lower. Let's go lower.
It's like just digging your own grave while you talk, mate. Yes, lower is correct. Paid £13 million for Scott Parker. 37, Pedro, 2015.
Got to be higher.
It is, £24.3 million. Question 38, Christian Pulisic.
Higher. They paid big money for him.
Comfortably, £57.6 million. Question 39, Ramirez.
I've gone lower just because Pulisic is so high.
Obvious. £19.8 million for Ramirez. Question 40, Aaron Robben.
Oh, I've gone higher.
But
I don't think there's much in it. Higher, though.
There's not a lot in it, but the correct answer is lower. Mm. Chelsea paid £16.2 million for Aaron Robben in 2004. Question 41, Antonio Rudiger.
Higher.
Yes, £31.5 million. 42, Mo Salah.
Lower.
Correct. Fit just under £15 million. Question 43, Shevchenko.
Higher. He was Abramovich's pet wannabe project, and he paid 45, 50 million, didn't he?
Yeah, just under 40.
Wow. Yeah, he really wanted him, didn't he?
Question 44, Andre Schürrle.
He's got to be lower.
He's lower, 19.8 million. 45, Fernando Torres.
The £50 million man.
The figure, according to Transfermarkt, is £52.65 million, so higher. Is their figure for Timo Werner higher or lower?
He was either side of 50 as well. I've gone lower, but this could be a million or two either way.
Well, I've gone off, obviously, Transfermarkt statistics. They've got it as lower.
Oh, fair.
They've got it at £47.7 million for Timo Werner.
Both probably the same value for money. not very much. I mean, Torres scored some important goals for them, but...
I mean, in the end, yes, he really did. But it was, I think of all the signings where you're like, what happened to them at Chelsea? Him is the biggest one.
Mm.
Because Chelsea bought the best centre forward in the world, legitimately, when they bought Fernando Torres.
Yeah.
They definitely never saw that. Question 47, Willian.
Willian, I've got down as lower.
Yep, just under 32 million. 48, Sean Wright-Phillips.
Lower?
It is, not by too much though, 28.35 million. 49, Zappa Costa, 2017.
Lower.
It is, yep, 22.5 million. And question 50, Hakim Ziyech.
Ziyech, I've gone higher.
£36 million higher is correct.
One, that completes the quiz.
I reckon you got about 80% there, I'd say, Suj.
Eight wrongs, 42. Not bad. Yeah.
Very good, mate.
There were some easy gaps in there. And to be honest with you, the time scale, like when you're going from 2015 to 2003 and stuff like that.
Can I be totally honest? I didn't do the quiz this morning and I was highly thrown off guard by the news this morning, which was like, shit, I need to know what's going on. So I got all the players and I was like, "How? Fuck it. Just A to Z and make it. just get on with it." Mm. So that's why some of them might have appeared easier than normal. But yeah, still very difficult to get 50. There are a couple in there that are like, even that, like Torres, Werner. I think if you asked me, I would have thought Werner was more. I think I would have gone. So a couple of really difficult ones in there, admittedly.
Good, good. I hope you enjoy the quiz today, patrons. Back at you tomorrow with the differential show. And obviously we'll be recording our main podcast tomorrow, dealing with some of the fallout from Roman Abramovich's sanctions that have now been imposed on him and Chelsea Football Club. Stay safe. Look after yourselves. Ciao for now.
Thanks, everyone. Be nice to each other. Cue music, please, man. Ciao.
The Fantasy Football Show.